With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer of Confession. Jesus, you said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." I know, and you know better, that my love for you has faltered. Heart and soul are bent toward my selfish will. My mind is easily distracted, and my strength fails. But I know you are gracious. Forgive me. Show me loving kindness. Reform my heart and soul, mind and strength, that I may be fully devoted to you. Amen. Gracious God, be with me today. Teach me to do your will, not in words but in power. Help me to desire your will and your ways. With you I begin, and with you I continue and end. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Our word today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33. But concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when that time will come. Our meditation today was written by Paul Dickerson. It makes for quite the fantastic scene, doesn't it? The end of the world. The sun and moon are darkened. Stars are falling from the sky. In other places, the Bible talks about famines and earthquakes. The great war between a dragon and the angels in heaven. Just that phrase, the end of the world, can evoke images that are confusing and exciting and scary all at once. Like a fever dream from the mind of Steven Spielberg or J.J. Abrams. It's no wonder so many books and movies and shows select this as their subject matter, or some sort of essential threat to the world as we know it. And ending of sorts, after which things will never be the same. And make no mistake, the end is coming. The biblical story is linear. It's not cyclical, where things go round and around and around. It's not an infinite where things just keep going as they always have been. The biblical story is linear. There's a beginning, which is creation, and there's an end, when Jesus returns and all the great work of God to redeem and renew his fallen creation is complete, and all things will be made new in Jesus. The end is coming, and in the timeline of the biblical story, It's the next and final chapter. Now, that's not to say that Jesus is coming back tomorrow or next year or even in our lifetimes. As Jesus himself says, no one knows the day or the hour. But it is to say that in the scope of the biblical story and the return of Jesus, that's next. That could be the next hour, the next week, or year, or next millennium. But it's next. And Jesus says to be on guard. Keep awake. There's a sense of vigilance and focused attention. It's the same word Jesus will say to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, just one chapter later. Stay awake. Stay on task. To those who are waiting for the Master to return, Jesus says, stay awake. We pray. O God, you are my beginning and my end. All things held together in you. Help me to stay alert, to be attentive to you and to what you are doing in the world today. Amen.
Benediction. May the blessing of the eternal God be upon us and upon our work. His light to guide us, his presence to strengthen us, his love to unite us. Now and always. Amen.